USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're signing an executive order. It's about keeping families together.
And just a few hours after President Trump signed that order to end the separation of illegal immigrant families who tried to cross the Mexican border, he was speaking at a campaign-style rally in Duluth, Minnesota, highlighting the issue of illegal immigration and calling for the election of more Republicans to Congress to fix it.
Democrats don't care about the impact of uncontrolled migration on your communities, your schools, your jobs, or your safety.
The House expected to consider immigration legislation today. If it clears the House, it would face an uncertain fate in the Senate next. Today, the Trump administration is going to recommend combining the Department of Labor and the Department of Education. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
More from President Trump's campaign-style rally in Duluth, Minnesota last evening. The president talking about all that's been accomplished already as a result of his summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
They stopped shooting missiles over Japan. They stopped all nuclear testing. They stopped nuclear research. They stopped rocketry. They stopped everything that you'd want them to stop, and they blew up sites where they test and do the testing.
Yesterday, a U.S. official set a timeline for the demolition of a major missile testing facility in North Korea has not yet been announced, and in fact, North Korea has yet to confirm publicly that Kim Jong-un made any promises that it would be destroyed. Instagram now out with a new mobile app that allows users to post hour-long videos. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump's former personal lawyer Michael Cohen is stepping down from the Republican National Committee's Finance Committee, citing the ongoing investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Cohen says he's resigning as the committee's deputy finance chair. He wrote that the role requires personal attention that he's just not able to give right now. The Democratic National Committee has narrowed down its options for its 2020 National Convention to three cities. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
The committee said it had Denver, Houston, Milwaukee, and Miami Beach on its short list for the convention in 2 years. The office of Denver Mayor Michael Hancock, though, said it was dropping its bid because there's too much going on in the city that week. The convention is scheduled for July 13th through the 16th in the year 2020. The announcement narrowed the list of potential host cities from 8. Atlanta, Birmingham, Alabama, New York City, and San Francisco were also under consideration. Committee members are expected to visit each potential site this summer and make a final decision later this year or sometime early in 2019.
And actor Peter Fonda is apologizing for tweeting vulgar comments about President Trump's 12-year-old son, Barron. He explained he was trying to speak out against the policy of separating immigrant kids from their parents, but has now apologized for the tweet, which we won't mention here. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.